After three full days and 1,215 picks, the 2015 MLB draft is in the books. So, time to look back at the beginning of this draft to McMaster along with Jim Callis and Jonathan Mayo. And let's go to pick number one. It belonged to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they end up with Dansby Swanson.
Yeah, not a real shock there, Tim. It was the guy that everyone had been talking about all along as the probable number one pick, Dansby Swanson, the shortstop from Vanderbilt, one of the best college players in the entire nation, a Golden Spikes Award finalist. He has all the tools to stay at shortstop. He's got good speed. He can hit, showing more power, especially during the postseason, during their run to Omaha. So they really went for the guy who was the best performer all spring.
Then the Astros picking number two and five, but with that number two pick, they go with a shortstop as well, and Alex Bregman.
Yeah, strong draft for shortstops, obviously, and they got Alex Bregman, who was the shortstop on Team USA last summer when Dansby Swanson was the second baseman. Bregman, one of the best hitters in college baseball. He's got some power, too. A lot of Dustin Pedroia, Ian Kinsler type of comps on him. And, you know, real big night for the Astros. They had the highest pair of draft picks in draft history. They get Kyle Tucker, who might be the best all-around hitter among all the high school prospects in this draft. And then they kind of finesse the draft a little bit. There was a high asking price on Daz Cameron, and they get him with a 37th overall pick. And they wind up with three of the top seven rated players by MLB Pipeline.
The Rockies were up next, and for the first time in the draft's history, shortstops go one, two, and three. The Rockies getting a high school shortstop in Brennan Rogers.
It was one of the first times that there was any drama as to teams at the top and who they were going to take. There was a lot of talk that the Rockies may go a little bit safer and take Tyler Jay, the Illinois lefty. And in the end, they went for the best player on the board. Brennan Rogers was the number one player on our boards pretty much from the fall all the way through, a very talented high school player from the Orlando area. It remains to be seen whether he stays at shortstop long term, mostly because he may get too big to play the position. Then he could slide over to third, where he'd be a really, really good defender there, and the bat should profile well there. He hits for average and for power. And it really was a start of a very exciting night for the Colorado Rockies, who then got Mike Nikorak at number 27 and went on to get some really good high upside players from there.
With all those shortstops going, the Rangers could actually take any pitcher they wanted, and they decided that Dylan Tate was the best pitcher on the board.
Exactly, Tim. Dylan Tate, right-hander from UC Santa Barbara. I think he was the clear-cut top pitcher, top college pitcher in this draft about 4 or 6 weeks ago. He was showing a mid-90s fastball, wipeout slider, first season as a college starter after two seasons as a reliever with the Gauchos. Stuff faded a little bit toward the end of the spring, which was not unexpected considering it was his first full season as a college starter. Still, the Rangers looked at the upside. You know, as he gets more accustomed to that role, I don't think durability is going to be a problem.